Maine has a high concentration of physicians as compared to the rest of the country, according to the Association of American Medical Colleges. But recruiting those doctors to set up shop in rural areas is a challenge. An education partnership between Tufts University and the Maine Medical Center is designed to change that. Tomorrow, 34 medical students will celebrate their graduation, and as Patty White reports, the hope is they'll ultimately set up practices in communities that really need them.
He didn't realize it at the time, but the seeds for Caleb Swanberg to become a doctor were planted early. He grew up on a small farm in Caribou and witnessed his grandparents experience a revolving door of doctors that came and left the area.
They would go through doctors, you know, every one, every two, every 3 years. And I saw the problems with that. I saw them get frustrated with every couple of years going to a new doctor and trying to establish that relationship.
It wasn't until college that Swanberg realized he wanted to practice medicine. Rural medicine.
My hope is to sit in a community and stay there and be a community's doctor.
Swanberg is just the kind of student the Maine Track program looks for. It's a partnership between Tufts University and Maine Medical Center that emphasizes clinical training in rural areas. Students spend the first 2 years at Tufts, but come to Maine every other week to work at small town primary care practices. The last 2 years are in Maine, where students can sign up for something called a longitudinal integrated clerkship, which Swanberg says flips typical medical school training on its head.
Traditional medicine training is broken up into blocks.
6 weeks in psychiatry.
8 weeks in medicine.
8 weeks in surgery.
Some people would argue it's a little disjointed.
In the longitudinal training, medical students instead focus on patients, a small group of them that they follow for nearly a year.
If you see them in your primary care office and they need to be referred to a surgeon, then you go to that referral and you actually help, you may actually scrub in on their surgery. And then if they have a post-op complication in the hospital, then you get to help the medicine team manage that.
It's training that prepares students like Swanberg for the challenges and broad experience needed to practice rural primary care. And, says Dr. Robert Bingyu of Maine Medical Center, it encourages students in the program to choose rural medicine as a career path.
Many studies have shown that you're much more likely to stay and sit in the practice where you're from, and particularly where you've done your training. If you've done your training, particularly in a rural area, you're more likely to practice or think about practicing in a rural area.
Bingyu says when the Maine Track program started 6 years ago, about 30% of students that graduated from Maine Medical Center residencies stayed in the state. The goal is to increase that retention rate to 75%. Bingyu says the program can accomplish that not only through rural clinical training, but also by attracting more students from Maine through tuition incentives.
For approximately half of the students entering the Maine track, we want to provide half tuition support over their 4 years of training.
Bingyu says the hope is that by easing the debt burden, students may be more open to considering primary care, which is less lucrative than other specialties. Caleb Swanberg says cutting his debt load in half is a huge help, and he fully intends to practice in Aroostook County after completing a residency in Utah. The challenges of rural health care, he says, are also what makes it so attractive.
The challenges are that your specialists are so much farther away. I mean, in Aroostook County, some patients have to drive 4 hours to find a cardiologist. So as their primary care doc, you have to think long and hard before you refer somebody. Sometimes you have to do the legwork and do a lot of the initial management for some complicated problems. And as a primary care doc, that's fun.
The first graduating class from the Maine Track program will complete residencies next year. That's when program officials can begin to track its success at encouraging graduates to practice medicine in rural Maine. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.